What the dealio? What's up? What's up? You're listening to I'm Just Kidding with your boy T-Ski Valley. What's going on? What's everybody up to? You guys working? How's your week going? Is everybody having a good time during this week? What's today? Thursday? Tomorrow, Thursday? I don't fucking know. I don't know what day it is now. I'm like lost in the matrix. But I know you guys ain't. You guys are doing your thing. So shout out to you. Yeah, man. I'm chilling. You know, Christmas coming up. You know, this is the fucking money-making part of the year. Which means we spend the money and the 1% gets richer. Yay! Let's go for the 1%ers. The expensive toys that you're going to buy your kids, you probably won't see them shits by January 15th. They'll be somewhere broken under the couch. You'll be like, yo, didn't I just buy this shit for you on Christmas? This shit cost me $300. Santa got it, daddy. Then you got to look at him like... And every year is like, I'm done being Santa, but you can't. You know, you look in your kid's face and they happy and it's like, can't beat that. Even though a month or two later, you'll see all the shit that you bought either broken or nobody fucks with them. You know, but it's just the moment. You know, the moment. The moment means a lot. That moment. But what up with y'all, man? How's everything going? Yeah, I know I'm not on schedule. By this time, you should know I'm a fucking unscheduled bastard. So just, you know, be patient with your boy. You know, be patient with me. I'm a newbie. Well, Terrence, that's a great excuse. You should be fucking doing what you gotta do to get this podcast going. Well, guess what? Chicken butt. I don't fucking know. I'm getting prepared for Christmas, motherfuckers. You know? What's going on, though? What we got going on in the news? Anything entertaining? Really nothing really entertaining. That's why you gotta miss Trump, man. He was entertaining. Every day was something. Now it's Biden. It's like watching a closed caption TV in a nursing home. I don't wanna watch old people drink apple juice. What's the major shit that happened? I don't even fucking know. What? Oh, the school shooting. And they charged the parents. They should have. These assholes gonna buy a little dude a gun. This motherfucker 15 years old. You buying him a Glock. Could at least bought the motherfucker like a little deuce. Little something. Little, here's your first go at it. Gonna get him a fucking Glock. I ain't even got a Glock. God damn it. And I'm 41 years old. Yeah, but that's crazy. Going to school, being a little fucking asshole. Now you're gonna go to jail. Just fucking... I ain't even gonna say motherfuckers is gonna fuck with him, because they probably not. Unless, you know, he want the bullshit. That motherfucker probably go in, play cards, get down with a little white gang, chill out. They all get together, cook on Saturdays. Yo, bring the beef stick. You got the cheese? I got the soups, yo. I got the fucking tortilla things. Yeah, I got the fucking Jack Mac. That's all he gonna be doing, getting his little visits. You're the bitch, a fat, lonely bitch somewhere in Idaho. She gonna write him, and then they gonna get married, do the conjugal. He gonna be all right. He gonna be all right. But rest in peace to the kids, man. That shit is fucked up. I don't understand why you gotta take out people. You know, maybe he just didn't like everybody. I don't know how what goes in the mind of, like, mass shooters. Like, yeah, I could be pissed off with my job, but I don't want to kill nobody. It's like, fuck the job. I get another one. You know? I don't know. I forgot. I'm 41. I haven't been a teenager since, like, 20-something years ago. I was going through puberty. I was emotional. But I ain't never want to kill, like, my whole school and shit. I was just... I just wanted pussy, and I didn't know how to get it, and that was driving me up the fucking wall. You know, I got friends, they be like, I broke my virginity when I was 12, when I was 9, I was 10 years old, but I got me some pussy. Stop lying. You probably humped. Your first pussy you was humping, nigga. Because by the time I knew how to get the pussy, I still didn't know how to get the pussy. Like, I didn't know when to initiate this shit. And every time I started initiating it, time was up. My mom coming home, I'm like, fuck, I was right there. We was tongue kissing for 2 hours. Fuck. Could have been fucking. But, you know, I'm glad I went the way I went. I broke my virginity a little late. Late in my teens, you know? And a bitch that broke my virginity broke my heart. So, there's that for you. So, sex is overrated, kids. Well, I hope ain't no kids listening to this shit. But I'm just saying. Yeah, man. I got my Christmas tree up. My shit looking kind of fire, though. Me, the wife, and the kids, we all chipped in and got the tree looking like a miniature Manhattan tree. You know what I'm saying? That should look pretty decent. Look nice. Well, our tree always look nice, but this is like the best tree I think I've been a part of. And I'm proud of it. Shit. Look at the angel. Look at the angel. She's switching colors. And she black. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the black angels. Nah, but yo, man. Shit. I got a busy day tomorrow. Gotta do a lot of running around. Which, when you're unemployed, it's like, get used to not going anywhere. So it's like, now when I gotta do the running around, I feel like an old lady where I'm gonna go do my laundry. You know how old people, they do their laundry, go grocery shopping, they do all that shit in one day, so they ain't gotta worry about it for like another week or two. I'm feeling like an old lady right now. Like tomorrow, I'm like, I'm not looking forward to this shit, you know. Just want to chill, hit the vape, and sit back. Watch my Knicks fucking blow leads, lose. You know what I mean? Ah! What's today? I think today's Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know what time of date. I'm in a matrix. I'm in a fucking matrix, B. I don't know when it's up, what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right. What's night? What's day? I don't know. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, go back to that dude, the school shooting guy. His parents got pulled for 4 counts of manslaughter. Which I kind of agree, man. If I gave my son a gun and I know he was like, Dad, I hate my school, And these bullies just want to fucking shoot some in the head. Oh, son? Really? I was about to order me this new Glock 17. You want it? I'll give it to you and I'll order the Glock 28. Whatever the fuck. Yeah, Dad, no problem. Took that shit, went to school the next day and bucked it off. Which is like, you know, sad. Yo, motherfuckers is in high school. That's the worst parts of your life. Your puberty's popping off. You gotta do schoolwork. Your parents probably yelling at you because you fucking not cleaning your room and shit. Everything is coming at you at that age. From, I want to say 14 to 18. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I know when I was 18, 19, I thought nobody loved me. I was going to be a millionaire and shit on everybody, and that didn't work out. But, you know, I was just emotional. And I'm pretty sure, like right now, I got two teenage boys, right? One, he'll be 18 next year. One will be 16 next year. Now, my oldest, he's the gatekeeper of his emotions, so I don't know what he be thinking about, which is scary. But he always has a smile on his face, and he always, he has a, like a, he still have some, he still have a child in him. Like, he's, you know, he has an innocence. My other one, the one that's about to be 16, I don't know. He want to get fucked up or something. I don't know what's going on. He trying to be grown. I'm trying to tell him, man, this is your time to shine. Enjoy these years. Because once you after 25, it's a rappies. You guys know, you know, when you was coming up, it took forever to become 18. Like, you just wanted to get out your parents' house. Everything pissed you off. It's just like, it took forever to get grown. But once you're grown, it's like that. It's like a fucking snap of the finger before your ass is in a nursing home on dialysis. And this, you know, it's crazy, man. I want y'all to be easy, you know? Don't rush life. Because life gonna rush your ass. Just don't rush it. Just ride along with it. It's like a roller coaster, man. We taking a ride on a roller coaster. We ain't about to veer off the tracks. We're gonna fucking take the ride, right? I mean, hopefully you would do that. I don't want to be on a roller coaster with a motherfucker like, hey, fuck this going down. Let's go up some more. Change the fucking direction. No, no, no. Not at all. I'd rather follow the track. I'm not that adventurous, you know? Yeah, man. So, shit. Yo, I seen snow for the second time twice in a week. I woke up, it was snow. Like, little flurries on the ground. A little layer of snow. Nothing to shovel. But, you know, it's coming to that time, man. We're about to start shoveling, B. I got to go get me a fucking snow blower. I'm not shoveling. Fuck I look like? A shoveler? Shoveling snow is a pain in the fucking ass. If you happen to listen to this and you get a little bit of snow and act like you don't know what... Like, if you live in down south somewhere and get an inch of snow, oh, my God. Did you hear? Tomorrow will be an inch and a half of snow. Wow, we got to shut that shit up. We don't shut shit down until it's a foot of snow or better. So when you go ahead and shovel a foot of snow, especially the motherfuckers. I look at motherfuckers. It's snowing hard out. Yes, it's a lot of snow. And they shoveling. And I'm like, oh, man. Well, maybe that's a good idea because they shoveling, getting a little pre-shovel on, and then boom. My dumbass, I wait to when it stop. That's when that snow is hard. But then you can get to a nice little fucking pathway through. salt up the joint. You know what I mean? You gotta know how to live in the Northeast. People up here know how to live, babe. We ain't no poopets. We survivors. That's why we won the Civil War and the Revolution. New York, Northeast, Boston, shout out to Philly, Jersey. We won this shit for us. So thank New York State. I ain't gonna front no man. I done went down a rabbit hole 2 days ago, right? I'm not a fan. What the fuck? What was that? I'm not a fan of gangbanging. But I am a fan of this one dude. And he's an ultimate super gangbanger. But he give back to the homeless, which is nice. But the shit he be saying have me cracking up, man. He be like, yo, good. You fly me? Niggas over here, old hammy. We over here, good. These beautiful sitches, good. You know, them California dudes crack me up. We like, yo, Mark ass Custer. You good, hammy? What the fuck? Now, as you can see, I have nothing to talk about. I'm sitting there watching YouTube. About to throw in the game. Probably play something. I don't know. Y'all got Pac-Man Championship Edition. I should play that. Yeah. I'm a simple guy. I got some big news next week, though. It's some big news. I'm gonna let you guys know. Soon as it pop off, it's an episode. And if it goes the way it goes, yeah! We're gonna take this pod to another level, Emmys. Word up. But what's today? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even on Sunday. I don't know the day. Whatever today is, next week, this time. Well, I don't know the day. Well, next Thursday, I should have some fucking good news. If not, it'll be some okay news. Either way, it won't be bad news, so that's good. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna fucking celebrate, man. I'm trying to get some people to fucking interview, but everybody, you know, they hear an episode, they like, wow, T, get me on the podcast, this and the third, and then when it's time, I gotta go there. Shut the fuck up. I thought you was gonna come on. Serial killer, where you at? Well, I never invited you, so I can't. You know, I know you'll probably jump on quick, fast, in a hurry. Or probably not. I don't fucking know. But I would love to have you on the pod. We got to get some people on there, man. Let's make this shit interesting. Nobody want to hear me yap for 20 fucking minutes. I barely want to yap for 20 minutes. I need to talk to somebody. What's up, man? Get it going. But yo, man, you guys enjoy your week. I'm going to holler at you on Friday. We're going to, I'm going to try to have something good for you guys on Friday. Like, something really good. Not just me talking. I'm talking about, like, a guest I'm going to have. I was thinking about doing one with my wife. And was going to ask you guys, give me some questions. What do you want to ask your wife that you're scared to ask her? And I'll ask my wife. And see what she says. Get her opinion. But anyways, holla at your boy TRiversKidding@gmail.com. Leave the questions, man, for Friday. You ask anything. Be like, yo, do you ever want to spit in your husband's face while you're fucking or whatever? Like, whatever. It could be crazy. That's what I'm saying. You can ask anything you want. And if it's too fucking retarded, you'll get the honorable mention. But then you'll know that was too retarded. And everybody will know. So, but anyway, man. Holla at your boy, son. Come holla at me. Send me them questions, babe. Let's at least do like 10 questions. Let's get it going. And then we can, you know, I'll shout out your email if you got a podcast or whatever you got going on. You know, I will promote it. If you got a book, you got some art, you want to get it going, come on. Holla at your boy, T-Ski Valley. This is I'm Just Kidding. And see you Friday.